It's Lucy Braden with you on Drive on ABC Radio Hobart. It's 23 to 5. Now, can we all agree that learning another language is no mean feat, especially when you are a teenager in a brand new country, having just escaped a war-torn country? That was the reality for Maryam Azizi. 7 years ago, Maryam and her family arrived in Hobart after fleeing Afghanistan and growing up in an Iranian refugee camp. Maryam knew just one word of English. But today, after fighting for her own education, she is kicking absolute goals and has been recognised as one of Tasmania's best dental trainees, which is a huge feat. Maryam Azizi, welcome to Drive.
Thank you.
That must feel amazing, knowing how far you have come in such a short time.
It does.
Tell me about that, those next steps, because you have just won an award and you've had such a journey to get to where you are. So you arrived in Tasmania, you know, under 10 years ago, thereabouts.
Yes.
What did you make of this state when you first came from Afghanistan?
Well, I came to Australia 7 years ago, and since then, I've been practicing on my English every day. And in 2016, I arrived in Hobart. So, and I went straight to college without knowing any English other than hello.
How tricky was that?
It was so tricky. I had to understand everything. So, in 2021, I enrolled in a certificate in English at TestSafe. So I learned more about the pathway in WET courses. And I realized I can access qualification and education and get a job while I'm studying at WET. So in 2021, at the end of the 2021, I applied for dental assistant traineeship, but I was unsuccessful first time that I applied. So that made me more determined, and I wanted to prove that I can do it. So I researched more and gained more knowledge about the dental industry. So I applied again for the second time, and I got accepted.
Woohoo!
Yes. Well, that helps me a lot working as a dental assistant, which I can help my family, my siblings, my mom. She is a strong woman. She was there for me when through my all difficult things. She helped me a lot. So it's my turn now to look after her.
And how are you doing that financially?
Yes. And I need to take her to all the appointments that she has to go. So since I came here, I've been doing that and taking her to all the appointments, doctor appointments, Centrelink appointments, everywhere.
Oh, what an angel you are. Your family must be so proud. You mentioned your siblings are here too. How old
yes.
are they?
My oldest brother, he is 28 years old, and my younger sister, she is 14 years old.
Oh, so she would have been just a young child when you all moved here.
Yes, she were.
What was it like being at school? Did you need a translator at that time to help?
We only had the translator one day when we went for the enrollment. That's it. From the second day, the school, I had to do it all myself.
How did you kind of cross that barrier when you know one word of the language that 99% of people speak in Tasmania?
Yes. That was really difficult. So I had to overcome with all my challenges and my barriers, which was some of the barriers was language, school systems, health, everything. And the biggest challenge for me was like my responsibilities of my family, taking care of them. So I had, as I said, I had to do all the appointments, taking them for the appointments, for the Centrelink, everything for them. I had to do that. And the good thing is I had my mom and my siblings who were there to support me to overcome these challenges. So since I came to Australia, I had so many people who helped me. And my family, they're the best ones. TASTAFE, they helped me a lot. Work and training helped me a lot through my dental assistant traineeship. So they were there and they believed in me. So they made me and kept me more motivated.
Oh, that is incredible stuff. If you have just joined me, that is the voice of Maryam Azizi. She is one of Tasmania's best dental trainees. Yeah, she has just received that title after arriving in Tasmania about 7 years ago now, knowing just one word of English. She's doing such amazing work and absolutely thriving. But you've faced, it's been quite challenging for you along the way as well. You have mentioned that you've faced racism and discrimination, just trying to get to where you are, trying to get an education and, yeah, and get a job. What's happened along the way?
When I started my traineeship, I faced so many things, racism, discrimination, everything because of the way I look. I'm wearing a hijab as a Muslim woman. So the way I wear the hijab is makes other people sometimes uncomfortable, so which is fine, which is not going to stop me of what I'm doing now or my future. I'm fine with it. I'm going to do whatever I want to do and want to be in my future. So I am a volunteer in a group called the Students Against Racism as well. So I've been volunteer like for 3 years in this group, and I have been delivering, as a member of this group, I have been delivering cultural awareness workshops to the schools, workplaces, TASTAFE and university classes. And during this time, I have developed my leadership skills and recognized my strengths to gain, while I'm facing these challenges.
Yeah. And you must feel like you are supporting so many other people as well who may experience racism too. Are you able to guide them as well? You know, maybe new people to Tasmania.
Yes, I will one day.
It's 5:15, Lucy Braden with you on Drive with Maryam Azizi. She has fought for an education ever since she arrived in Tasmania 7 years ago, and she's kicking goals. She's been recognised as one of Tasmania's best dental trainees. Funny you mentioned that. Went to the dentist myself today. My gums are hurting a little bit, but I learned a lot. Do you feel like you've learned so much in
yes.
this time?
I do.
What little tips can you give people?
Well, first of all, flossing.
Yes.
When they do floss once a week, gums are going to bleed.
Yeah.
Or when they come to the dentist and say they're brushing every day while they're not. So we can see it from their gums.
So you can tell.
Yes.
Oh. That's really interesting. You can look at someone's teeth and just nod. Yes, of course you brush once
yes.
a day. It is really important, though.
It is.
And I didn't know that flossing every day actually reduces gum bleeding.
It does.
I did not know that. So thanks to people like you in this industry. Where do you see yourself going next?
Well, I wanted to continue in the dental industry. But long term, I would love to study for dentistry or health education. So I can help other people from different backgrounds and making them feel safe in a dentist as well.
That's really interesting. So your goal is to help maybe new migrants
yes.
to Tasmania
yes,
feel safe right. when they turn up.
Yes, because as I know from my experience, it's not easy as a refugee to go to dentist and get your teeth cleaned, teeth checked, anything.
And why is that?
Because as a refugee, we are not allowed to go to the government buildings, governments, anything. It's just a refugee.
What do you mean not allowed?
Like, for example, for my education, I was allowed to study until grade 8 in Iran. So for the dentist, I wasn't allowed to go to dentist and get my teeth cleaned or checked. So it's just they won't let you in because you have a refugee card on you. So they'll check your refugee card and they're like, no, you are a refugee. So you can just come and access the government.
Okay, so you'd like to see that changed?
Yes.
Yeah. I know that there is a dentist, I think he's based in Kingston, who is actually doing some free services for people that are new to Tasmania and needing dental help because, you know, it affects all of us. We all need a little bit of help. Well, congratulations on how far you've come, Miriam, since arriving in Tasmania. And I'm really looking forward to seeing where you go next. No doubt. We'll all have our teeth checked out by you soon. Thanks for your time. Congratulations.
Thank you for having me here.
Miriam Azizi there, one of Tasmania's best dental trainees and has come so far in her very short time in the state. It is 11 minutes to 5. Your weather update soon.